on. What's up, guys? Welcome to the FloTCast for episode 83. Pretty big week. We got the Super Bowl. We got some big Pokemon announcements. You know, shenanigans has happened. But I will say that we do have some inclement weather. I think it's that inclement, right? Is that right? Inclement?
Right enough for Alabama.
Yeah,
so
fair
we'll
enough.
Go with
fair
it.
Enough. All right. All right. So we might have to speed run this, especially here. Like, if the wind blows, like, you know, like, goes, yeah, my power shuts off. So
I mean, so like, here's a fun fact about Maxlow, right? He lives in the middle of cornfields, and his Ethernet cable is actually run straight from the internet service provider over the cornfield. So it just kind of, it's kind of balancing on top of it. You know, there's no power lines or anything.
Look, I live in an area where I've had squirrels chew my internet cable. All right, so I'm not even joking. When we did the first Life is Just a Game, that's what happened, bro. That's why my internet was shoddy. Yeah, some squirrels chewed my internet cord.
Oh, that's actually pretty crazy. Like, I just, from now on, if you have to cancel a stream or whatever, you just have to put squirrels ate my internet, and it's unironic.
Anyway, Scott, how are you doing, my man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You know, working every day like the fans want to hear, and you know, playing as much Pokemon as possible. Even more now that we got some news and some announcements, but less because Orlando's canceled. So,
yeah,
you know, kind of playing this teeter totter thing.
Still a bummer that Orlando's canceled. I actually just got back to work on Sunday. I think I mentioned on the pod that I thought I had symptoms, so they kicked me out for 5 days. I didn't have symptoms. Well, I had symptoms, but I was negative, so we were chilling. And, yeah, so I just got back to work. And, yeah, I've just been doing that. I played in a couple of tournaments. One we'll talk about. I played in last Friday. And I played in another one on Monday and did absolutely heinous. So we don't really have to mention that.
That's Pokemon, though.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I guess I could talk about that a little bit, like the one I played in the late night series, because that's the new meta. But who, for real though, who wants to hear about Fusion Strike meta?
Nobody. All right, check this out. This is Fusion Strike meta. You ready? If you are a fan of the FloTCast and you've tuned in for the last 5 episodes, nothing's changed. That's it. If you're not a fan of the FloTCast, go back and listen to the last 5 episodes, like it, or leave a 5-star, you know, review, you know, whatever you got to do, rate us for me. For those 5 episodes, come back, listen to this one, and understand the meta hasn't changed.
Yeah, yeah. If you're 5 weeks behind, you're not behind. You're still on the same thing. Although I did learn, we talked about Gengar.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know they were playing Path to the Peak in their list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that helps with some things, but I don't know. Like, it's just always seemed weird to me because, like, all it really does is give you an even better matchup against Mew that was already a good matchup. So, I mean, maybe I'm missing something. I still think Single Strike is the better option, but, you know.
I always wondered if, Gengar really needed the Houndours. Like, I've thought about it. Like,
it does, but it doesn't, right? So it does for every matchup that's not Mew, because you have to hit that 250.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and
true.
You have to do it with a single strike energy, because otherwise you're not one shotting anything. It doesn't, because if they're playing a VMAX heavy list anyhow, you're just going to use, you know, the first attack, and you only need one Houndour to always have an attacker. But your opponent can play around it and stuff. So, like, yeah, it does need it. But even if it didn't need it, just having a constant threat to be able to throw down an attack just because you have like 3 Houndours out is probably the best thing about single strike decks in general. So
yeah, that's true. But like when Dark Patch comes out,
I don't think Gengar needs shit.
That's a long ways away, all right? The only thing Gengar is going to need at that point is a pack of blacks and Darkrai V-Star.
Yeah. No, I think it still needs a way to get single strike energy out, because it still only hits 250, right? So
yeah, that is true. I mean, but Choice Belt though is hitting 280. 280 is the magic number on V-Star. So like,
yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know. That's crazy to me.
A couple of
Zigzagoon
pings, maybe play it in E-Turn. Like, let's let's get stupid here, all right?
If you're just playing the Dark Patch, you could play the Arceus build anyhow, and you're, you know.
Let's go. Let's just, you know what? You know, a choice belt, Dark Patch, baby Gengar V is buzzing, all right? So, like, do you even need the VMAX? Like, you're chilling. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know who else is buzzing when Dark Patch comes out? I didn't mean to go on a tangent on Dark Patch. Grimmsnarl.
Yeah.
Grimmsnarl. No, I'm not playing it, but Grimmsnarl.
I mean, I'll play it at locals, you know, like.
Yeah, Friday.
I'll make up a list. Yeah, Friday, Fun Deck Friday. I'll play it all day. You know?
Yeah, we'll run a Grimmsnarl list.
Yeah. That's it. Just both of us just go win the tournament, 1 and 2 with Grimmsnarl.
Bro, if I won a tournament with Grimmsnarl and there was like 7 players at the tournament, I'd think I'm a god anyway, bro. So like, bro, that's it. It's like, bro, I took it down with Grimmsnarl. You can't tell me nothing. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I was actually looking, but I had already forgotten. What a host am I, bro? Gotta go back on play.limitless TCG. I was looking to see who won the late night series. I played in it. I went 2-3 drop. Just some bad hands. Like, I played Mew VMAX this time, just PTCGO luck, and just like, I played against a guy playing Stonejourner, bro.
Bro, that's actually not an unpopular deck now. Like, it's getting up there. People like it. It does stupid things with like that lucky ice pop or lollipop.
Yeah,
or...
it was like a worse version of a, well, I don't even want to say worse. It was a more annoying version of a Dracozolt, bro. That's all it was.
And I mean, the thing is if it hits its hammers, like, you just lose inherently, right? Like, you could be playing the best deck ever, and it's just going to hit hammers, and just, you lose, so.
That's true. Oh, we were talking about Gengar. Gengar won. Shocker. Oh, yeah, shocker. Gengar's good.
I don't know. Somebody please comment or, like, message me or something and explain to me why Gengar is better than Single Strike. Because as a Single Strike player, I've played both of them extensively, and I can't tell you why Gengar is doing better than regular Single Strike. But
I think because, like, I'm looking at these lists, they're cutting the Umbreons out, right? It's just straight Gengar.
Yeah, so it's less lines, so I guess it's easier to play. So if you're going to play a longer tournament, I can see it being better. Or maybe it is better. I don't know. Maybe because you're cutting lines, you could fit more cards in. Who knows? Maybe you don't dead draw as much. I don't know. It's Single Strike, so you're going to dead draw like 1 out of 6 games regardless, you know. You just got to hope that one isn't the one you need. But
yeah, I don't know. Especially like this build. I mean, he won, but like playing 2 bosses orders... And no Umbreons? I don't know about that.
I mean, that's fine. Because you're only taking... Theoretically, you only take 2 knockouts anyhow. You could VMAX, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that is true. I guess it could be good. And I mean, it's weak to fighting, so you take a hard L to Rapid Strike anyway. So you might as well just embrace it.
I have come to the conclusion that there's absolutely no way, aside from the Rapid Strike player dead drawing, that you win that matchup in any real game. Like...
Yeah,
I've come close. I've pushed it to the limit, but I've never been successful. So it is what it is.
All yeah, right. But yeah, it's Gengar. Gengar's I guess it's actually Gengar's world, and we're just living in it, bro. Mew still finds a way. All right, Gengar gets pretty good in the next set. Everything gets pretty good in the next set.
Yeah. You know. I mean, but, if we're talking about that meta, right? If we're skipping over that and not even talking about the, you know. Oh, I guess that is a tournament report. Yeah, so I guess we could talk about that.
Yeah, oh, real quick, pre-releases happened over this weekend, the first wave of it. Did you participate?
I did not. I was going to, but I had an epiphany when I woke up that morning and thought that Bojangles Bowberry Biscuits were more important than getting Brilliant Star cards. And it's not that the set's not good, but I was talking with my wife and we were just like discussing it. And I was like, yeah, I need this card, this card, this card, and this card. And she like looked it up and was like, those are all like common, uncommon, and they'll be traded into the store in like 3 hours. I'm like, oh, you're right. So on release day, I'll have everything I need without buying pre-order kits. So
I think when it comes to like price, as far as competitive, I'm not sold on how good Charizard V and V Star is going to be. I think they're cool looking cards, but that's about as far as the.
I mean, I played against it. Did you play against it?
Yeah, I cooked it.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, I'm not like I'm not sold on how good it's gonna be. So, but like Arceus V-Star is probably gonna be the most expensive competitive card. Obviously, because it's a V-Star, it's collector's worthy and stuff like that. So that one will probably run you, I imagine, when everything settles down, probably like $15.
Yeah, I'd sounds say right. Like the regular art is probably, because I mean, the only thing that might cause it not to be that way is collectors might get antsy because there's a game named after it, right? So the general population has no idea who Arceus is. Most collectors probably do, but they are not like, it's not like a super hype Pokemon.
Yeah.
So unless there's some like fallout with the game being named after him and like the hype of that, I don't think the regular art is going to be more than 15, maybe yeah. $20.
And then like the Vs are going to be cheap too, especially if they got reprint.
Yeah, I mean, I think competitively speaking, this set will be cheap for us to buy singles. There's no real chase cards that I could think of other than the Charizards that will be remotely competitive. And again, most decks just get better with trainers and stuff. So worst case scenario, you're playing Mew, you're playing Gengar, you're doing whatever you do. You need the common and uncommon trainers to compete, and then you could just fill in the rest later. So
don't forget about the trainer galleries, though. Those are kind of high.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't care. Well, like,
well
I'm not
you don't care.
Like, I'm not a guy, right?
Yeah.
So
like,
I know the set's going to be bought up in force, but I don't care to have the set in my hand. I don't need to open any packs. I know the cards I need, at least initially, are going to be, you know.
I said it on my video. I said it on my video when I did a recap of that tournament we're about to talk about in a minute. I played Mew VMAX. Obvious shocker. That's the only deck I own, but I only used 7 cards, and I already own 4 of them because Ultra Balls, and so I only need 3 cards, and when the set comes out, it'll be 75 cents, maybe.
I think your list needs another one, but it's a duplicate of one you were playing. I think that you're wild not for playing two of the double turbo.
I didn't feel like I needed it. I'll have to test some more, but I didn't feel like I needed it that much.
I just think it's too good.
No, it is. It's really good. Like, it's insanely good. But for that tournament, I didn't feel like I needed it. I'll have to test more. I will say, though, I don't think it's smart to just go Fusion Strike Energy and Double Turbo Energy.
No, absolutely not. You need the Psychic Energy still. Like, I think you still need to. I may be crazy, but I still think you do. If you're just playing the special energies, you're cruising for a bruising.
Yeah, for sure. They got that Evoltal that's in Celebrations that discards 3 special energies on the field, bro. That's big yikes.
that
sounds like a bad time.
Does it say 3 special energy cards or 3 special energies?
Like 3 like special energy cards on your opponent's side of the.
Because that's insane. Then they could just, because like 3 special energies
and
would be like,
it's for a double colorless attack. So you just attach one of the turbo energies and be like,
that's dumb.
It's like, I don't know what the name of the attack is, but it's like Mega Crunch. That's what it feels like. I don't know. But anyway, Scott, we played in a Brilliant Stars legal tournament, proxy legal tournament last Friday at the Great Poke Collect. How did it go for you?
I think I went like 2-2, something like that, something wild. But I was playing like arguably the world's most okayest deck. People are so hype about it. I just got glaring issues, but I played Raichu V. It is very obviously Arceus with Raichu as an attacker. But I mean, it was all right. It went okay. The deck did what it was supposed to do. The games I lost, I don't think I lost because you know, I misplayed or anything. I think I just lost because the inherent lack of power that the deck has. I just wanted to say mind blown, ironically, the whole night, which it was a success. Every game I was mind blowing for like 300. So, you know, take that for what you will. It was good. The deck does what it does. It probably could be better. I was playing a subpar list. I was playing only 2 Raichus and things like that.
What all did you play against?
I played against Charizard, cooked it. Played against what else did I play against? I played against a Suicune, I think, and obviously sneezed on that and won. And then I think I played a Mew because I think it was you, and got promptly handed, like, you like sliced off my left and right cheek at the same time, you know, put it on a platter, put this little silver top on it, and promptly handed it to me.
No, I didn't. You dead drew like a motherfucker, bro. Don't try.
Yeah, but
to...
then we played a practice game and you still won, right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you lose the game, then lose the practice game after playing a real game, you can still say that you got, yeah, you got handed too. So, and then I can't remember what I played or what I played last round.
It was me last round. You played, I think you lost. I think you lost to something else because I remember you beat a Mew and lost to a Mew. That was your last two rounds.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Anyhow, I went 2-2. World's most okayest deck. I'll still play it. It'll stay sleeved up until it rotates because I can say mind blown, ironically. It's
You sound like me when Zora Greninja came out and its attack read Dark Pulse. And I was like, Do I just play this? But yeah, it wasn't good.
You know, so if you come to Poco Collect on a Friday for Fun Deck Friday, you can almost guaranteed expect me to play Raichu because it was a lot of fun to play. It's just, you know, not that great.
Yeah. Oh, that name of that attack is Cry of Destruction. It discards up to 3 special energy from your opponent's Pokemon. That's the Yveltal from Celebrations. Pretty good.
What a late 2000s emo name. Like, that sounds like a song that I used to listen to.
What a late 2000s emo Pokemon, bro. Yveltal's the dude.
I'm just saying, like, if I didn't listen to at least 3 songs named Cry of Destruction in my youth, I don't think I lived my life, you know?
Album's called Fear of Destruction, and its first track is Cry of Destruction Part 1.
Yeah, bro.
Second track, Cry of Destruction Part 2.
I probably played it at least once or twice. I don't know. Like,
I perform those songs live. So, like I said earlier, I did a YouTube recap video. Link in the show notes below. Not a big deal. I played Mew because that's what I own, and the hype's real, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. The only you can get my whole recap. The only loss I took that night was Gengar, and that's just because we all know how that matchup goes. If you don't reach for that first knockout to get ahead in prizes by 5, you know, you like take a 2 prize knockout and then you go smack a VMAX real quick. You don't win, and one of my power tablets was prized, so I couldn't get there. Even with the choice belt, bro, I was still 30 short. And I mean, it happens. It's fine. Whatever. I shrug it off. Then we played another Gengar, handled that. Then we played that Charizard V-Star and put it to work too. He dead drew though, so like I don't know how that matchups go. Like how it goes. It's Charizard, but like, it could be good. Like, it's got some cool attacks, but who knows? Who knows?
The thing is, it has one cool attack that it does once per game.
But it does 230 for, like, is it a fire and 2 colorless, or is it fire colorless?
I think it's fire colorless. But the other thing is, it's hurting itself to do that.
You have to have damage counters on it, and then you do 230.
Yeah, and it's not that beefy to begin with. It does only give up 2 prizes, but I don't know. It just seems if I'm putting damage on my Pokemon to take a like to do damage, I better be taking a knockout.
Yeah.
You know, like I better be like powering up that, you know, Urshifu VMAX single strike, or I better be powering up that Gengar. You know, like if I'm hurting myself, making it easier for you to knock me out, I better be taking a knockout. And 230 is not doing it. Even with a choice band belt helmet scarf, I don't know, even with a choice item, you're only doing 260, right?
I think what I hate most about the deck is, like, I know you can accelerate energy with the stadium, and then you can attach, obviously. How are you getting that third energy on to do the attack?
You wait. You're chilling on it. You're like attaching it the turn before. And you're not taking a knockout. I guess you can play Arceus and like set it up, but even then, like, you're doing all this work to not take a knockout. It just doesn't seem good to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, especially if it's three attack. Yeah, three energies, fire, colorless. No, I don't think I'm about that. I ain't about that pre-release price either. $84 for one of them.
Oh, easy money. Easy money.
I am good. But the other one, what? Starblaze? This 320, discard two energies? I mean, that's pretty good. Like, with Choice Belt, it's a one-hit KO attack, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, I can see, like, some version of, like, a fire, like Entei, like, build Suicune, but it's fire.
Yeah, I could see that, too, because you can accelerate to Entei.
And then you're sitting on a Charizard in the back for, like, late game cleanup. Like, you know, like, you save that V-Star attack for, like, the end. You know, I could see that maybe. But then you're prioritizing Magma instead of Path to the Peak. So I don't think Entei even gets there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, it doesn't feel good to me, but... Watch, it's going to win the first regionals back. All right.
Oh, yeah. Somebody is bigger brain than us, and they're thinking
they're
about
it. Like, they're going to be like, bro, you just play Raihan. And I'm like, okay. Look, man, you make the money. I don't. All right.
Yeah, we make the podcast. You prove us wrong. That's our whole purpose in this game, is for you to tell us we're wrong.
You just tell me I suck. But he dead drew, so I didn't really get to see how that matchup went. I'm going to be real. It doesn't feel good. And then I played Scott in the last round, and he dead drew as well. And then we played a practice game right before it was time to go, and it was closer. It came down to me needing an escape rope, and then I just found the escape rope. And then my man had to get up early in the morning to train in the mountains with Raichu, so he had to get some Death Wish coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something about Death Wish coffee. The strongest coffee in the market, 100%. No questions asked. Don't even ask your grandma. She'll tell you some tired old other brand name coffee. Death Wish Coffee's it.
Back in my day, we drank Folgers straight from the can.
Nah, we drink the only coffee with a warning label. You understand me? Like, this stuff is peak performance when it comes to your caffeine, and it tastes great. I'm not one to, back in the day, before Death Wish came around, to just drink my coffee straight. This stuff, you can just pour it and go. It's so smooth for a strong coffee. I love it. Anyway, if you guys like K-Cups grounded, just the straight coffee beans, they got it all. Hit the link in the show notes below to help us out and to support our homies over at Death Wish Coffee. Now, Scott, I know you got some big news on the waves of IRL play. Last week we talked about Orlando getting canceled, but what else has come up?
So the Pokemon Company International, Play Pokemon, the people over there have further went and described COVID regulations and things and stuff that we knew was coming. When we heard Orlando was going to be canceled, we figured that they were going to have to, make some sort of statement, I guess. And the best way to make a statement is to announce the actual rules and things like that. So some new information that we got out is we already knew you had to be vaccinated. We already knew you had to wear a mask, but they specified that you had to be vaccinated. And this may have been a thing before, but you have to have your booster within 7 months of playing an event. That may have already been a rule. I'm not sure, but it is definitely in there now. They've also said negative tests are required. So you have a couple options, right? You have your rapid test. You can take two of those within a 72-hour period, and those both have to be negative. Or you get the PCR, and the results have to come back within 72 hours of the event in order for you to play. Which is big news, right? That's previously, they didn't say any of that. Everybody was speculating it, but they didn't say it. But it kind of further goes into, hey, we're not messing around with this. We don't care what your state says. We don't care what the legality, the legal aspect of it is, we don't want to, see any regulations or whatever. We want to do that this way because it keeps our players safest. And if the state itself doesn't agree, we're not going to exist in that state or wherever it is, state, country, whatever. So,
they also had some mask regulations of what you can and can't wear. They recommend the surgical masks, the N95. I don't remember all the names of these masks, but pretty much the the non-fashionable ones, the actual like medical masks that you wear is, you know, what you're required to wear. Or if you do wear a fashionable one, you got to double layer it, which is a little awkward because I don't double layer my masks. But, you know, it's like, it's nice that they have to, it's nice that they, you know, put these regulations out. And, but I will say the only thing that I could see happening and what I would feel bad for somebody doing is if they traveled and they're vaccinated and, you know, they read the rules and then forgot to, they had to get a COVID test too, because they're not, you know, they're not symptom, they don't have any symptoms and they can't play because of the COVID test. Like, that's the only thing I could think of that I'd be like, oh, that sucks, bro. But anything else, it's like, make sure you read the rules before you make that travel and have all your precautions taken care of, because I do want every single event to be the safest it can be so we can keep having them. Because if we start breaking rules and shit, like, it's gone. Like, fuck worrying about getting an invite to Worlds. It's not happening, bro. Pokemon selling 6.5 million copies of Legends Arceus in a week. You think they care about anything?
Exactly, you know? And, like, so the only thing that, like, I'm wondering is, like, so it's easy to say, hey, you know, while you enter, like, show your vaccine card, right? There's plenty of restaurants to do it in Chicago and big cities and things.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, nobody's, like, asked, or I've not experienced, I should say, nobody asking, or anybody asking for, like, negative results. So are we just going to carry it like on paper, or like, what about the people who take the at-home test? You know, like, do you just bring a picture of your negative results? You know, that could get a little sketchy, I guess. Or if you have to submit it, I don't know what they're going to do. I could see them having you submit it with your deck list, like something on RK9 Labs, like, here.
I think when you get a wristband, I think they set it on the rules. It's like, you have to show up with your negative COVID test, your vaccine card, and then you get a wristband showing that you comply with all the rules. Also, you get a, like, if you have your mask too, like, so you get a wristband going into the events showing you comply with all the rules and stuff. I know, at Walgreens, that's usually where I go to get my COVID test done, because it's like right down the street. They email it to me, so I have it on my phone.
Right, but they specifically mentions, I think, at-home tests or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you prove an at-home test other than a picture, you know? Like,
yeah, bring it with you, bro.
Like, it'll be time-stamped and stuff. You'll be like, look, here's my phone. Here's my time-stamped picture.
Bro, with the lightning energy with your name on it and the date, yeah. Like, you're selling it on Burbank, bro.
I mean, I'd probably put my ID just for, you know.
No, like, we gotta do it that way, too, and then have another one. Like, if they're like, that's not going to work, be like, all right, here's the one with my ID, bro. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that doesn't work either. Here's the fucking test, bro.
You just take it in front of them. Like, you're just like, here, you need two in this 22-hour period. Got you.
the damn swab sticking out of your forehead because you poked a skull. In light of the situation, like, I think this is good. Like, a lot of people even on Twitter was saying, except for the bozos who didn't even want to get a vaccine, they're like, you know, this makes me feel safe showing up to a regional event, you know, with all these stipulations and stuff that has to be had. So I'm for it. Like,
yeah.
Scott and I have done worse shit for things we hate more than just playing Pokemon. So, like, like, I don't know, getting up and standing in a 1400 person line to get drug tested at 4 a.m. like,
right, like, you know, or like just getting the anthrax shot before we deploy, like, smallpox, yeah, like any of that, like just any pre-deployment sort of vaccine list, because, you know, like, as a veteran, like, you would stand there and you're like, I'm sure I've gotten these before, like, I know I've gotten at least one of these before that you're trying to give me.
Excuse me, sir. Have you had your tetanus within the last 10 years? Yeah, I got it like 2 weeks ago. No, you haven't. Click. What the fuck?
So, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
Did you get your flu shot? Yeah, I was here last week. No, I don't see it on the records.
You were the one that gave it to me.
Bro, you don't remember me? Nah.
No, but I mean,
it is what it is. It's rules. Yeah. And we got to follow them. So
I'm glad that they're trying everything in their power to keep it safe and keep everybody healthy and things like that. Right. Yeah, because that goes to show you that even when the events get bigger, right. So worlds, you know, now you got a worldwide group of people in one spot. So you can rest assured you're not going to get stuck in London because you're going to get sick, you know? So,
yeah, well, hopefully
at least not from the event.
Yeah.
Right?
Not from it. If you get stuck in London on quarantine, it's not Pokemon's fault. You were you listen to one of our party guides, all right? I'm pretty sure somewhere there, so we will say, please do this responsibly. If you're sick, stay home. But you went out on the town. You took London a little too literal at that point, and that's between you and the England government, all right? So no, I'm okay with it. I got no problems with it. One bit of news that does suck is we now know what they're doing with League Cups and Challenges and the VGC equivalent. They're not happening for this season. So if you want to get your Worlds invite, here you go.
Four regionals in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, you better start booking everything you can for Salt Lake and all the other regionals, and then maybe do well at internets, and then you can get in. That's what looking like how it's going to go. What are your thoughts about that?
So I kind of, and I've talked to other people about this on, you know, off the record, but I've kind of thought that this is going to, how they were going to be handling things. Just from somebody that's been on the organizer side of things or helped out with the organizer side of things. So the way that Pokemon does it is they base your eligibility for leagues, like league challenges and cups, on your previous attendance. And nobody's had attendance for 2 years. So at this point, COVID aside, at this point, it'd be an actual nightmare for Pokemon to say, hey, if we issue these cups and challenges to these stores that don't exist or don't do Pokemon, then, you know, that's bad. But if we just start handing out cups and challenges to people that don't have a league, that's bad. And if we just let everybody else reach out to us to try to, you know, have cups and challenges, and then something goes wrong because they haven't proven that they could run something, that's bad. So I think that taking this year and resetting it just from a logistics standpoint and saying, hey, you know, you're going to have a league, right? Because leagues are coming back. You're going to be able to, they can have live play now. You could report things now, right? That's happening. So now you could start with the deal as it's supposed to be. And the next year they could be like, whoever, you know, participated, now you can have challenges and cups. Now we've reset everything. That's great. Or whatever they're going to do. It may not be challenges and cups, and maybe, you know, whatever it is, but whatever smaller event, they're going to do it again and they'll start again next year. And I think that's fantastic. The other thing is COVID wise, they have strict COVID policies. Those may not meet up with the store's COVID policies. I think from a control standpoint for Pokemon to like maintain their face on the issue, they have to say, hey, competitive play will be like this because we cannot send representatives out to these stores for every single event or whatever the case may be. We can't have it because we don't want like our stance on it tarnished by something that may, you know, be somebody else's view, right? So,
yeah, I didn't think about it on that standpoint about like literally blowing it up and hitting a reset button, because like some stores, that's how it goes, right? They got to run pre-releases before they can run League Cups and Challenges. And then like, since nobody's reported anything in the last 2 years, why not reset it and see who's still available?
I mean, we've even had a complete system change. We got away from Tom and we're using something else now. So
yeah, so I never thought of it that way. I've thought of it like the COVID way. You know, there's still countries out there that do run cups and challenges, maybe never get a regionals like in that country, and they don't have their country's laws don't meet up to Pokemon's laws, or they're under a lockdown or whatever. They're blacklisted of running, you know, play Pokemon events. It's to level the playing field until like we come back, which I mean, when it's time to come back and bring cups and challenges later on in the year, like, they may still be blacklisted, but at that point, it's like, you got to start eventually, right? Like,
right.
So,
I would like it to see, like, a modified version. So, like, the things that I saw was, like, you know, local events and things like that will be limited to 30 people. The announcements that were made, you know, previous. I think that's cool. I think that they should actually continue that. I think that they should increase the frequency and decrease the amount of attendance and maybe put another limit on it. Like, let's say, you know, you could only play.
Like a best finish limit.
Yeah, best finish limit. Yeah. That way, you know, you don't have the same people winning every single one, right? So, and then maybe cap it off, like say, hey, if you've reached your best finish limit, you can't even compete in it anymore or something like that, right?
Right.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool too. I know a lot of people were talking about like making this the biggest worlds ever. It's like, I don't even know if Pokemon wants to do that, right? I think at this point, they just want to get it over with. Like, they want to get this season done. Kind of like the NHL was when they put all the players in a bubble and just ran the season just to get it over with. And, you know, I could see them just wanting to do that. Like, whoever makes it has an opportunity. And then travel expenses to get to London and stuff like that. Like, I think that's what they want, is just to get it done. And
I think Pokemon would be perfectly fine with just having the people that have already qualified show up and then run a LCQ or whatever you want to call it, right? And those people would show up, and like, it could be a 300 people worlds, but I think they'd be
okay
with
it. They run a fucking LCQ, like, instead of the, you know how they do like Nashville Open and London Open. And they're, and I, you know, I'm going to probably whiff my world's invite, bro. I got 62 points. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Never say never. I may win the next two regionals. That's fine. So, like,
my man said win.
bro, what would you do if I won?
My man said, I'm Danny Altavilla.
I go win Indy and Milwaukee real quick, and I'm at like 38 points away.
And then you just whiff everything else,
bro. I go, the last thing I get to play in is the NAIC, and it's like, all right, I need 38 points. I go 0-3 drop. It'd be the greatest comeback whiff of all time, bro.
At that point, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody, myself included, that has ever been a fan of yours would be like sending support tickets into Pokemon, talking about, can I just give him 1 point? Can I just give him one of my points?
Everybody send me your one. Free my homie Max Lowe. Bro, I just want to go have a good time, all right? It's not about winning. Bullshit. Yes, it is. I'm coming for blood, all right? I'm going to start the comeback with 62 points, bro. I'm going to end with 962. What's good?
Wow. I'm not looking that hot either. I think I'm at like just over 100 or whatever. So it's bro, definitely it's uphill.
It's fine, bro. But like, if they're like London Open, LCQ for Worlds, I'd be like, excuse me?
Only the finalists make it. I mean, like, yeah, I'm winning that one.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to win that one, too. Like, what's up?
You win two regionals and still have to win the LCQ in order to make it to
Worlds. Yeah, bro, I'd be like, this is bullshit. It's like, dog, all you had to do was get top 256. You couldn't even do that at an AIC? No.
No.
I'm trash.
It'd be even worse if you just bubbled it every time. Like, you went to NAIC and like you won two regionals, and then you went to like two more regionals in NAIC, right? And you just got like 258. Like, you were like this close the whole time and you just never got there. All you needed was for your opponent to feel bad for you and draw or something like that, and you just never got it.
It'd be like, how close are you to your invite? I'd be like, dude, I just need 38 points. Oh. Play it out, big homie. I'm finna give you the mans. I'd be like, what the fuck? No! First, we gotta win them, though. So I'll see y'all in Indy. Anyway, but like, those were some of the announcements. That they've came out with. I know it sucks that we don't have We don't have cups and challenges coming back. But it'll be all right. All right, let's just get this season out of the way, and then we'll all, you know, carry on.
With that being said, though, like, something that I just thought of, and this isn't on the show notes or anything, so I'm sorry if I'm going to go off on a tangent here, Maxwell. For all you new
the
players,
floaty cast tangent.
There you go. The floaty tangent, the flow tangent cast. Anyhow,
not
for
in
all
my
you
pod.
New players, those like new to live players, I should say. So especially for you players that have played online and things exclusively, and that have never been to a regional level event or anything like that. Do yourself a favor and go play in more competitive local events. Go play in like 1Ks or like win a case tournaments or something like that, right? Because the challenges and the cups for Pokemon serve the sole purpose of being a competitive event that's much smaller to prepare you for that level. If you're just playing locals and you plan on doing, you know, well at one of these regional level events, you're gonna feel overwhelmed for sure. So like, do yourself a favor, take the time, find your local 1K, find whatever win a case, whatever it is, like whatever, you know, 40 to 70 person event that you can find that, you know, you feel comfortable going to, that's slightly more competitive than your normal 10 person tournament where everybody just tries to tech against each other because it's all locals. Do yourself a favor, find something like that, go to it, because otherwise you're going to be sweating, and three rounds in, you're going to be done. You're going to be toast. You can't think, you can't function. And then you're just going to be looking up the FlowTK party review so that you know where to go, because your day's done. Right. And you may be even doing so, well, but your day will still be done.
You're going to be looking up our video so you know where to find us. Because we're going to be there with you.
We'll already be right there. And we don't have the excuse of being new and being burnt out. We just go 0-3 drop naturally. So
one piece of advice I will give you guys. I know it is kind of disheartening about, you know, it's a very, like, especially the new players that haven't started that wasn't playing live events before the shutdown happened. It is a daunting task to get 500 CP. The real reality of the situation is it's not looking good, but that shouldn't stop you from playing in these regional events, right? Anything could happen, but like, it's also more importantly, it's a training experience. It's learning, right? It's a whole new ball game when you're in a convention center or any kind of venue, and there's 300 to 500 to 1,000 people playing the same game you are. And you got to be on, you got to time management, resource management, all that stuff. Like, you know, you got to game your opponent, like mind games and stuff like that. Like, there's some
noise
and noise too. Like, so you're going to get a little uncomfortable in regionals, but it's a training exercise, right? If you're not winning, you're training. So like, definitely like, look at it that way. And that way, when the 2022-23 season happens, you're ready to go, right? You're ready to go. I mean, also, I'll shake hands with anybody after I win these regionals. So, like, on that note, we're going to go to break. Bro, what's the number one rule when you go to a Pokemon event? Have confidence. I'm winning, bro. Don't worry about
it. I thought it was, don't talk about the Pokemon event. I had that wrong all the time.
No games on game day. That's the number one rule. Number two rule is have confidence. And then number three is don't talk about it.
Number four is don't get a room with Justin Bowman, because he's going to stay up all night shuffling and you're never going to get any sleep.
In your dreams, you're going to hear. And then you're going to be like, what the fuck, dude? Please stop. All right. On that note, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we got some live updates, some Arceus updates, and some other cool stuff. So we will be right back. Man, there's a tournament tonight. 2-pack entry, bro. I don't have any codes right now. Like, this
bro.
Is terrible. Yo, what's
bro,
up, man?
Why don't you just go to ptcgostore.com?
What's that?
Ah, it's only the best place to buy codes online right now. You haven't heard of it?
No.
Oh, bro, you gotta go on there. You gotta go on there, bro. And guess what? You can get a discount.
Oh, I can get a discount, dog? Oh, is it like that promo code thing? Like, I think I heard like FlowTKast, FlowTKast. You can enter it there?
100%. 100%, enter it in the promo code spot and you get 5% off.
5% off, that's insane deal. Guys, check out ptcgostore.com, enter that code FlowTKast and get your 5% off now. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you want to start with the banger thing that happened that was announced yesterday, bro? That I actually told you before the show started, which is on you because, like, you should have already been known that this was happening. But, like,
I had to tell you. Here's the thing. Look, I get it.
You work. So do I.
No. Here's the thing. I don't know how to Twitter. Everything's announced on Twitter. The only thing I ever get on Twitter is, like, ads for bass boats. I don't know what that says about me.
Bro, I get ads for T-Mobile, bro.
Bro, we're on two different planets right now.
I don't even like T-Mobile like that.
Bro, I don't even like Nitro boats, bro. I'm never going to spend that much money on a boat, but they really want me to buy one on Twitter.
It's like, buy this boat. Got top 16 with Gengar VMAX, big home. What Twitter world you in, bro?
Bro, it's Basque Legion's world and we're living in it. That's all I'm saying.
Look, man, Basque Legion Pro Shop's coming soon. All right, so there's been a big Pokemon Live update announced. By big, I mean a beta update announced. That will be releasing February 22nd. In Canada. Oh, man. It's going to be releasing in Canada.
You think Pokemon purposely is releasing the beta in Canada on the day that I started dating my wife? You think that's coincidence or you just think that they know it's important for me?
I think that's just a coincidence, but we'll say it's important for you. We'll say that. I do get that a lot, bro. There'd be like release dates that just like run perfect in my schedule. Like when we
I mean, I just think that Pokemon listens to the podcast, right? Yeah, like super, super official, like meta brain, right?
I think they're the like, big wigs are like, hey, we need to get something so the pod has something to talk about. And by the pod, I mean FlowTKast.
Yeah, and nobody else matters.
Yeah. It's FlowTKast world and Pokemon lives in it, all right?
We're not going to throw them any support otherwise. We're never going to acknowledge they exist. We actually want them to shut down, but realistically, they're the most entertaining podcast out there, so let's just give them something to talk about.
It's like, hey, did you see that YouTube video where FlowTKast was playing Yu-Gi-Oh? We got to cut that shit out. Drop some news.
That's where all the views came from. It's Pokemon officials like, this shit didn't happen.
It's like, what the fuck? They cheating on us? Oh, by the way, we're giving you guys a C&D because you keep swearing too much. Anyway, so Pokemon Live Beta is officially releasing in Canada only on February 22nd. However, I don't know if it's going to be an NDA like you have to sign an NDA to play the beta. So I don't know if that's a thing or not, because I know with Pokemon Unite, we got no videos, right? We didn't get shit. They just released it and then like they played it and they couldn't do anything right without getting taken down by the Pokemon ninjas. So I don't know if that's the thing. I know we got some big name content creators that are in Canada for the Pokemon TCG community. I hope we get to see gameplay, like some Twitch streams and gameplays and stuff like that. But I could see a world where they're like, you can play it, but you can't stream it or do any videos on it. So let's keep the hope let's keep hopes low. Also, another thing that needs to be announced is that Pokemon Team Challenge will still be on PTCGO. So if you are in Canada, signed up for the team challenge, you can't migrate over to TCGL or you'll get disqualified from the Pokemon team challenge.
That's a thing. I didn't think about that. I had zero like thoughts. I just figured like in my mind, live doesn't come out until after the team challenge. So,
oh, I thought in your mind, it doesn't come out until the Pokemon Go set packs come out.
Oh, 100%. That's still the live release date. Like that is the official release
date.
Hey,
bro, you're on a better track than I am. They dropped the beta before Brilliant Stars comes out. I'm just saying. I think we'll get a release date next week on Pokemon Day. I really do.
Oh, like an actual date announced? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll get a release date of when it's coming out. And I think actually Pokemon's going to listen to me and you and meet us in the middle. So you say July or whenever the Pokemon Go TCG set comes out, they're going to be like May. April or May. I think that's when it's going
to
come out.
And they're going to get Justin Timberlake to announce it.
Oh, bro.
He's going to get up there. He's going to like Pokemon PTCG live.
It's going to be May. Followed by that gif of that face he makes where he's just like,
bro, 100%. And that's oh my gosh, no way, no chance.
I'll be like, how y'all gonna make the 26th anniversary a banger and not the 25th anniversary? Like, what the fuck are we dealing with here?
We're getting canceled tonight. That's it.
We just leaked the hottest trailer of all time. We're done for. All right, guys, we never got to 100. Actually, we will get to 100, just a different name. We'll be called the Slow T-Cast, you know what I'm saying?
Or the Bro T-Cast.
Yeah, or the No T-Cast.
And we'll only talk about Pikey, man.
Temtem, bro. Be a Temtem podcast, the off-brand Pokemon, bro. We'll be that podcast of that Pokemon light game where they were like grabbing sheeps and shooting the shit out of all these monsters, bro. It went from a gotta catch them all to a first person shooter in like a second. That's what we're gonna be about. But I know it's exciting. We got some news coming out. We got the beta form. If they get to stream it and stuff, it'll be super cool to see you know, the gameplay and stuff like that. Obviously, there won't be any like tournaments, and I'm sure things will be limited. Like, could you imagine like a limitless tournament saying Canadians only, PTCG live right here? I'd be like, wow, talk about an exclusive tournament, right?
Thanks for the invite, bro. Yeah, sick
invite. I'll just be on my PTCGO account, just chilling. Like, I wonder what that means for, I guess it doesn't really matter too much, right? Because, like, the late night series run by Lesage, and he's in Canada, so, like, he can just run the late night series, but, like...
I don't think he plays in it. I don't know if he plays in his own tournament or not, anyhow, but...
Some of them he does. I don't think the big one.
Yeah, I think if you're Zach Lesage, which, by the way, Zach, if you're listening to us, and they don't let you, like, stream it or make videos or anything, if you don't hit me up personally and tell me what it's like, then I will think that we were never friends. Not that we know each other that well or anything, but I'll just consider it a threat, and we will be enemies from now on. Still love you, but we will be rivals. Rivals is a good Pokemon word.
Scott's saying if you don't give him some insider footage, right? To give us C&D, bro, and catch him at the next regionals, he's giving you the hand. And I don't mean fists, I mean on the table, bro.
I'll probably just buy you a drink. But you know, whatever. It's
fine.
It'll be bad whiskey. All right. You don't get any good
well
whiskey
drinks?
Here.
Only bottom shelf shit straight out the toilet. I mean the shelf.
I mean some not to say any brand names or anything like that, but some whiskeys are terrible, Jim Beam, and you know, some are good.
No free ads, but I don't think they want that ad. Anyway, so that's hype. That's awesome. And we also got news on the Pokebank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pokebank.
So what happened with that?
So as you know, all support for...
Or don't know.
Or, you know, it, maybe you don't. Anyhow, all support for all the old handheld systems is discontinuing via Nintendo, right? So you won't be able to do anything with Mario or whatever other games have it. But Pokemon said, hey, we know people love our stuff. So we know that Nintendo's discontinuing their stuff, but you can still use Pokemon Bank until we decide to discontinue it later on. So if you're still living in the past and you use Pokemon Bank and haven't moved everything to home or whatever you want to do, don't worry. You got time. You don't need to rush. I don't even remember if I have a Pokemon Bank, so I probably don't. But
I know I have one. I just don't have a 3DS to go look at it. And yeah, it's also going to be free, you know, because it was a paid service, and it's also going to be free as well. So that will keep going on, which is awesome for all you people who like the retro Pokemon games and you want to move them over to your Pokemon home so you can take your champion Lapras from Red and Blue, Gold, Silver, Ruby, Sapphire. Yeah, sounds right. Leaf Green, Fire Red, all those that you've taken with you to every single playthrough, and bring that bad boy to Gen 9, because Gen 9's coming out this year, calling it right now. Don't worry about it. We'll get the news next week. Don't worry about it. So that's pretty awesome of them to do that. They really didn't have to. They could have just let it die with the rest of them, which it also makes all their old games obsolete at that point. I mean, people are still playing, but like, you get that sick ass Jirachi. The only way you can get it to your Pokemon home is through the bank. Can't no more, but they kept it, which is really cool. And Legends also got a
update.
Yeah. They got a sick update, didn't they? All that did was made Sharam catchable, like if it goes into its other form, which I haven't seen a wild Sharam anyway.
I mean, yeah.
It made things smoother.
And it was only one of them, by the way. It was only one Sharam that was uncatchable if it went to its other form.
Oh.
It was one Sharam on one specific part of the map that was uncatchable.
Oh.
And now it's catchable.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Have you finished the story?
I have not caught Arceus, but I've done everything else. I mean, I haven't finished the Pokédex to catch Arceus, but I've literally done everything else. And by everything else, I mean every single task. Except for catching all the Pokemon.
Man, still trying to find that Spiritomb, bro. What a loser, dog. You had
no, I did that. I did every single task.
What are you missing?
Like stupid stuff, like things that like I have to. No. So I was actually missing a Basculin for the longest. And it's because like as good as I was on Basculegion and jumping over Pokemon and hitting him with a Pokeball from the top and stuff like that, I could never hit those tiny those and Remoraids. I just couldn't hit. So I didn't think about it until I needed him. So I got Basculin now. And then I think I'm missing like Magmortar and Electrovire, the ones that I have to go search for the satchels in order to get the trade items. And I hate those satchels.
You can,
like, they're cool. I just hate them.
They drop those in the Distortion World thing. The space Distortion.
I'm never in a world long enough. Like, I'm never in a zone long enough to get that to pop up.
Bro, that's
I've
why,
only seen it like twice.
That's why you sit down, get you a little beverage, little top shelf whiskey. Wait it out, bro.
Nah, bro. I've been playing this on my 15-minute breaks at work.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I play for 30 minutes a day, 15-minute segments.
Hey, bro. That's all you got to do, man. I put my time in. I got over 100 hours in the game. That's
I only got like 41, so.
Yeah, dude. It's a good game. So that leads
But like the difference is I have a life to live on the weekends, you know. You don't.
The fuck? Yes, I do, bro. I have wife and kids just like you do.
Oh.
Oh, what are you? What?
I be clubbing. You don't.
Oh, you in the club, bro?
I go to a club. You know, I go. I don't go to the club. Zero.
Oh. Anyway, so something cool happened with Legends Arceus. I guess it's cool or not. But some like data miners or some like people found like a modern looking room in a field. There was YouTube videos about it. I don't know how they found it. I don't know where it's located to go find it. I don't care to find it. But with this information, it leads me to believe we're getting DLC, homie. Like, this game sold 6.5 million copies. It's the fastest selling Pokemon game in its first, in its debut since, like, I don't remember what, but it's the fastest selling Switch game for Pokemon for sure in the first week. So it's selling really well and it's got really good reviews. I could see Pokemon milk this thing, and I'm pretty positive we're going to get a DLC or two out of it.
If we don't, it'll be a severe disservice. But, and I don't know what the room was. I don't know how modern it looked. I don't know anything like
that. It had a Nintendo Switch in the room.
Okay, right? So check this out. And I don't want to be like devil's advocate because I'm not that guy. But there is a chance that that room, just from hearing what I heard, because I know no other information about it. I don't exist on Twitter. I don't exist on YouTube outside of, you know, what I post and watching fishing videos. So I'm going to be devil's advocate here and say, if it had a, especially if it had a Switch inside of it, there's a chance that an original intro or outro or cutscene of where the protagonist came from could have started in that room. So there's a dead model in there.
Yeah.
And then that could have been visual only, and you would never actually go there.
Yeah, I could see that. But I still think there's going to be DLC in this game.
100%.
Like, bro, there's 240 Pokemon. You could easily slap another 100 in amongst two DLCs. Like, you could...
I mean, and they've already primed so many things to, like, make other tasks. You know, like, even if it's just task in a small story. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. You know, all the Rotom items are, like, described as, like, weird things. Like, you know... strange cauldron or, you know, thingamajig and stuff like that, right? They could very well just be tasked to, like, explain what those are and where they came from. You know, like, nobody knows where this electric fan came from because there's no electricity. Find out where those came from.
Bro, you could do, like, stupid tasks like the hunt for... Well, it wouldn't be a stupid... But this is what I think is going to happen, right? They're going to do DLCs. They could very well be like DLCs and then add on like two new mythical Pokemon or something like that. Like, you know, like they did with Urshifu and Calyrex. But I could see them doing like DLC 1, Legend, you got to find Zeraora. I'm just throwing a mythical out there. Or DLC 2 is find Celebi, which I feel like Celebi's kind of played out. I want something to where I got to go find Darkrai. No, I've already got my Darkrai, we're chilling. But like Victini or something, I could see.
Yeah.
And it could be shiny, like, or fuck, I don't know. Like
the Cantonian starters aren't in the game yet, right?
No, they're not, bro, they'll be in the DLC, dog. 100%.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so they could throw those in there. You know, you could even have like one of your DLCs can be like the origin of Ingo, or is that his name? Ingo?
You could do some. Emmett.
He's a direct port from another game, right? So he fell through the space-time just the same. So I guess you could just be like, hey, you know, help him figure out where he's from. Or, you know, maybe you're a kid, you know, maybe you need to figure out where the hell you actually came from, because nobody ever questions why this kid is alone in this world.
He or she fell on the beach.
Great.
Why?
That seems normal.
From where?
And like, as a protagonist, you never stop and think, hey, wait a minute, hold on. I'm closing this space-time rift. How do I get home?
Bro, I'm from the streets of L.A., dog. Like, why am I here?
Or, like, nobody else questions, like, the fact that you have a cell phone.
Yeah, no.
They're just like, oh, that's a cool device. What's it do?
Cool. What's the design on it? It can't be the god of Pokemon. No way. But no, they could do something cool like that, right? Like, I guarantee they're going to do DLC. I don't know what it's going to be about. Obviously, it's going to be like new stories. It'll probably be like two new legendaries or something like that, just like they did with... And I'm saying two, it could just be one. Who knows? I mean, they got to make time for Gen 9 to come out, you know.
Or they just give you... other legendaries with forms that mix with Arceus. So you got Arceus
Origin
Zapdos.
You got Origin Form Mewtwo, bro. Get ready. How is that going to make sense? Origin Form Rayquaza, bro. Origin Form Deoxys. What's up?
What's up, bro?
What's up? It's actually a red version of Arceus. Sorry. My man said Origin Form Mewtwo. It's just Mewtwo. You're right. I'm wrong. But that's fine, dog. Because I'll put Origin Form Mewtwo on a playmat. That I get from Inked Gaming. Yo, I'm excited to announce. Well, it's not really an announcement. But I do have a sick playmat that I'm going to be making. It is done. The design is done. Can't wait to show you all. And it'll come strictly from Inked Gaming, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want a sick playmat yourself of Origin Mewtwo... or the cool top 8 playmat that I got of the Hisuian Pokemon from my top 8 adventures. But if you want Hisuian Pokemon on yours, go to inkgaming.com. You can get anything customized that fits your gaming needs. So you can head on over to our affiliate link down below in the show notes, and you get yourself some custom gear and help us out and help our homies out. So yeah, go check out inkgaming.com for all your custom gaming needs. Now, the last thing we got to talk about, my boy Matthew Stafford has done it. He's won the Super Bowl. He's won the Super Bowl.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was watching the score the whole time, not the game. I didn't watch the game. I tuned in for the halftime show, obviously, but I didn't watch the game. But I was watching the score, and the first half looked like you weren't going to get it. You weren't looking so good.
No, I wasn't.
As a matter of fact, you know, like up until I started seeing you go crazy in the group chat, I had already written off the Rams. You know, I was just like, yeah, Bengals won it. Shout out, cool uniforms. I will say though that I lost a bet. So,
Oh yeah, I gotta go back and listen to the pod of what we talked about because I don't remember that bet. But hey, I got you, boy. You suck, nerd.
Whoa. Don't gotta get offensive.
I'm playing. Also, another one of my boys that I used to work with at Walmart just randomly hopped in our Discord and was like, hey, Max Lowe, Super Bowl bet this year. And I was like, oh yeah, we do that. He's like, $40? I was like, yeah, I got the Rams. He's like, I got the Bengals. I'm like, okay. So he owes me 40. But it was funny because my boy Mitch, shout out my boy Mitch, was like, who was that? He doesn't say anything ever. Like, just come in and do a bet. I was like, oh, that's my dude. We used to work together. We always do a Super Bowl bet. But this time I have more meaning. Now, I will say, I'm going to just go on the record. I got emotional when my boy Stafford won. I did. I started crying. I was also really drunk.
You know, I don't know what you were drinking, but I can assume based on your reaction, it was Pink Whitney.
What's
not
up?
Saying anything. Not saying anything.
You called? Bro, yeah, I hope you know when we're back in the B&B, dog, I'm carrying 2 bottles minimum. Like when I come up. That shit's incredible.
Oh my gosh. It's like country time lemonade, bro. What are you talking about?
No, bro. It's so good. Anyway, so I did get emotional about it because it was, you know, I watched that man suffer for 12 years, like in Detroit. So to see him leave 1 year later, get the ring, like, it was awesome. Like, I had my Stafford jersey on. I was repping my homie and, yeah, I also got really drunk and said on Twitter that while the Bengals were winning, I was like, fuck it. If the Rams win this, I'll give $100 away to somebody. I'm still going to hold to that. I just got to get $100 first.
I actually think that the way you worded it made it sound like you were going to give $100 to everybody.
Yeah, but I had like after I read that, I was like, fuck. One person. I ain't got money like that, bro. Like over 100 people liked it, bro. That's like 10 grand.
I'm gonna need you to like start pre-screening your drunk tweets to me. Like message me first. If I don't respond, just don't post it.
I'll do one. That's it. I don't know who. I mean, it'll be a random drawing. I'll probably just close my eyes and be like, that one. And it'll be me because I liked it. I'm just playing. But the big news of the Super Bowl was the halftime show.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. That was for anybody in my general age range, that was probably the best thing that could have happened in 2022.
It was killer, bro. They came out with absolute fire, brought 50 Cent out. A whole nine yards, bro. Like,
bro, so here's some things that I have come from it. Like, first of all, the show was fantastic. They did great, right? I loved all of it. But some of the funniest things have come as a result of it. Like, people looking at the picture of 50 Cent hanging upside down and saying, wow, he's a whole dollar now because he gained weight. Or like somebody mentioning that, like Dr. Dre is like lost all like gangsterness because he's just like, he's so happy to be there and he's smiling and stuff. And they're like, wow, I can't even like, he's, you know, singing his old songs. And like, he almost seems like he's on a children's TV show with the way he's like presenting himself. I mean, it was incredible.
He's like, but, hey guys, we don't fuck with the police. My favorite thing of the whole thing is like right before the show started, Snoop Dogg was caught on camera, 8K, bro, smoking a fat joint right before he started. And I'm like, and?
Right. Like, and the memes that have come from that are like the ones that are like, this just in, water is wet. More news on this later. Like,
yeah. I'm like, bro, it's Snoop Dogg. What do you think he's going to do? Like, I don't know, and drink a bottle of water and dap his homie up? No, he'd probably do that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think he's going to do? Do the crossword puzzle right before he starts? Like,
I mean, he is like 50-something, you know? It's about crossword puzzle time. Like,
what the fuck? What, are you going to catch him playing Pokemon? Well, he streams too. What does Snoop Dogg not do?
So, I like was looking around for Martha the whole show. I figured Martha Stewart would be somewhere in there.
Oh, she
I
was.
I really
you know
wanted it,
bro.
To be true.
You know she was there repping her homie. Like, the whole halftime show was incredible, man. Like, it was just banger after banger. Kendrick killed it. Eminem killed it. Mary J. Blige killed it. 50 killed it.
My man
it.
Played Mom Spaghetti.
Bro, he dropped Mom Spaghetti. He dropped the Detroit anthem in L.A. at the Super Bowl, bro. I was so proud of him.
All right, so he was the only one not from LA, right? Everybody else is from LA.
No, 50's from New York, and I think Mary J. Blige is from New York, but everybody there was signed by Dre.
Yeah,
like, those were all his people. So I don't know if Mary J. Blige is from New York, but I feel like she is. I'm about to Google that.
How do you think that conversation went down? Like, the NFL was like, Dr. Dre, you are literally, you're California. That you are California.
The only thing more California, the only thing more California than you is Tupac, and he's not here with us right now. So
right.
You are the heart and soul of the.
So then he's like, yo, I would, but I don't want to do it by myself. Can I bring some friends? And they're like, yeah, sure. Who are you going to bring? You know, like, just bring whoever you want. And he's like, I bet you got a check for Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick, and Mary J. And then if I was like, well, we just went bankrupt. That's fine.
It's like, oh, you ain't got no money, dog? All right, we'll spare you 50 cents.
Oh, my
bro,
gosh.
Bro, I worked so hard for that joke, bro. Come on, give it to me.
I mean, you got it. You never are the ones to tell dad jokes, so. Apparently, you're the one feeling that demographic of our listeners right now.
Hey, dog. I had to hit that one out the park, all right, or it wasn't going to fly. But, nah, it was awesome, man. Like, it was, I was up. My daughter was bumping with me, like the classics, dog. Dude, speaking of Eminem, you know what my son told me the other day? I gotta say this on national radio waves.
All right, what was it?
He said that Eminem looked weird with blonde hair, bro.
He did. He's not lying. Like, objectively, looking back, that was not a good look for anybody. Bleach blonde, short hair was not...
What are you talking about, bro? He was like, it was weird to see him like that. And I was like, that was his getup, bro. Like, that's Slim Shady, dog.
Look, if I look back at him like that, he looks weird. That was just not a good look for any. That was a dark time in male fashion. Like, let's be real with each other. We had that, and we had the frosted tips, bro. Those were the same time. We don't talk about those times.
You know who does? Guy Fieri.
And we don't talk about Guy Fieri.
No.
At least not the way he looks. The man could cook. If he couldn't cook, I don't know where he'd be.
Oh, my God. Nah, but it was just strange hearing that. I'm like, kid, do a history lesson, dog. He's like, he looked like that? Yeah. 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 That was Slim Shady, bro. That was a man. That was the boy from the trailer park, bro. Like, that's him. But it was a good show. Super Bowl was... I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, as hyped as I was with Stafford winning it, it wasn't that good of a game. It was close. There was a lot of dud moments. Like, in the third quarter, it felt like a snooze fest. And then it was, like, down to the wire, Stafford, you know, fourth quarter comeback. That's what he's known for. And got it done. So, proud of him. Now we can close that chapter until he's a free agent, signs back with Detroit, and brings a ring to us.
That's the only ring that he'll bring to you is the one he just won.
Facts. He's gonna bring the Super Bowl trophy to us in Detroit and be like, "This is for you." But I was in LA, boys. Anyway, so that's that. That is episode 83. That's all we got for you guys this week. It was a banger week. Next week is Pokemon week, and Brilliant Stars is gonna be out. I was going to talk about this earlier, but I don't know if it's 100% confirmed. I'll have to fact check my sources. But I'm pretty sure since the beta is coming out, and I saw this on Twitter somewhere, I have to link it. But with the beta coming out on Tuesday, I think actually Brilliant Stars is going to be out on PTCGO on Tuesday. Let me fact check you on that. But if I'm right, it's in the episode. If I'm wrong, then you can flame me for being wrong. So we'll see. Anyway, this has been episode 83. Next week is a banger week. Like I said, Pokemon announcements might come out before our pod, which would be TPCI. I know you're listening to me. Make it happen. The beta will be out. Maybe we'll have some live looks on that. And Brilliant Stars is going to be released on PTCGO as well. We got a big week next week. So, Scott, you know the deal. Hit us with the plug so we can get the up out of here. I was trying to hit the censor button, but
yeah, you missed it. It's fine. All right, so add us both on Twitter at Max FloatyCast and as well as FloatyK1. Make sure to add us on YouTube if you haven't already. We drop videos every single week, multiple videos. I mean, you can listen to us at your heart's desire. We know that's what you really want. Add us on Twitch. We stream it on Twitch a lot, and by we, I mean Maxwell. It's fine. He's there. I'm not. You know, make sure to add our Patreon, check that out. All that stuff's in the show notes down below. You know, we do what we do. We'll be back for episode 83. Make sure to keep listening.
Stupid ass, it's 84. We're on 83 now.
This has been episode 83, is what I just said.
I thought you said we'll be back for episode 83.
Maybe I did. I really meant to say this has been episode 83. So,
yeah, you know how we do. Not as far as announcements for us, not anything crazy, but you don't want to miss nothing with regionals coming up. Bro, I can't wait for the first ever FloatyCast meta forecast round.
I will go ahead and announce this. I know that Orlando has been canceled, but I had already recorded the video, so I will be posting that video this week. So. So if you like this, if you like the Salt Lake City travel guide, yeah, check out the Orlando one. If you're like me and you already booked your trip, so you're going anyhow.
Did you really? That's great, bro. Even if that video gets like 2 views, I don't care. It's the fact that it exists. All right. This has been episode 83. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.